Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 980, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, in case you're wondering, why should I bother sending Dr. Neil a question? Isn't doctor just a nickname he calls himself? No, I actually do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I'm full-time faculty within the California State University system. I've also published research, presented at national conferences, and have been featured in over 71 different media outlets for my expertise on all things that I talk about on this show. Nutrition, stress management, weight management, exercise, you get the idea. Plus, I love listening to and answering your questions, so I thank you in advance for sending those in. Now, without further ado, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, this is Adeline. I had a question in regards to diet. I know that there has been a lot of talk about veganism or pescatarian, and even people that argue that just eating high amounts of protein is a good diet. So I just didn't know if really not eating any meat at all is the way to go. There's a lot of people that argue that eating meat is bad for you. And so I guess that was my biggest question. Is eating high protein animal products the best way to get protein? Or is having a vegan, more vegetarian lifestyle a better option? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Adeline. The timing of your question is actually perfect. That's because earlier this week, on episode 977, I read a post from Dave Smith of RomanFitnessSystems.com. In his post, he talked about his experiences switching to a vegetarian-type diet and the concerns that many people have about plant-based proteins. Now, I won't repeat exactly what I said there here, but instead, I'll expand on it and go into more detail. One of the most important things to remember is that protein is found in many foods, not just animal-based foods. Instead, foods tend to differ in their quantity, types, and absorbability of the proteins found in them. So, when someone refers to a food that contains high-quality protein, usually they're referring to something that has lots of absorbable protein and contains all 9 essential amino acids. Remember, the term essential amino acids, that's just a fancy way of saying that these are proteins the body cannot make on its own. So instead, it's essential we get these proteins in our diets. Examples of foods that contain all 9 essential amino acids and are in a form that's easily absorbed by the body would be animal products. So eggs, yogurt, cheese, milk, meat, poultry, and fish would all be considered high-quality proteins because they are easily absorbed by the body and they contain all 9 essential amino acids. So this is why many that are trying to build or preserve their muscle turn to consuming animal products as their main sources of protein. On the other hand, plant-based foods often do not contain all 9 essential amino acids. Whole grain breads and rice, for example, contain protein, but they're missing some of the essential amino acids. Quinoa and soy are exceptions, though. Both actually do contain all 9 essential amino acids, which is rare in the plant-based world. And this is why you'll often hear both of these mentioned in post-workout meals and snacks. Now, when we look at data from scientific studies, we see that for some, consuming lots of animal-based proteins may increase risk for certain diseases. For example, some studies have found that consuming more than 18 ounces of red meat each week may increase a person's risk for developing certain types of cancer. Now, if it's safe to do so, like you're not driving, hold your palm out in front of you. Now imagine there's a cooked beef patty sitting on your palm. That would be about 3 to 4 ounces of meat. And since we're talking about beef, beef is a type of red meat. So if you were to eat 4 to 5 servings of that palm-sized amount of beef each week, you might increase your risk for certain diseases. Something that's new to research and something that I found very interesting is that red meat consumption may be more harmful to some, particularly those that have ancestors that came from Southeast Asia, whereas someone whose ancestry traces back to Northern Europe may not have the same reaction and therefore may not have the same risk for disease. Now, this needs to be studied further, but it's good to keep in mind nonetheless. I should also mention that the way foods are prepared may make a difference. For example, when a steak is cooked at high temperatures, like on a grill, it may increase the amount of harmful byproducts found in the meat. Consuming meat with these byproducts, like polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, may increase disease risk. And we're learning that foods that are naturally high in creatine, like red meat, tend to create more of these harmful compounds when cooked at high temperatures. Plants contain no creatine, so if you grill your vegetables or tofu, you don't get the same exposure to these potentially harmful compounds. Now, if you do like grilling meat and poultry, you can reduce the amount of byproducts produced during the cooking process by first marinating it in an oil and citrus mixture, like olive oil and lemon juice. We're also learning that plant-based proteins don't seem to increase disease risk in most people, regardless of your ancestry. They may even prevent some diseases. Now, I should mention that this reduction in disease risk may not be due to their protein content per se. Instead, plant-based foods are also great sources of many vitamins, minerals, and dietary fiber. Many of the vitamins and minerals that we find in plant-based foods act as antioxidants. You'll find vitamins and minerals in animal products too, don't get me wrong. But the ones found in plant-based foods may behave differently in the body. Plus, the fiber that we find in plant-based foods helps keep our gut microbiome healthy, which in turn keeps our immune system happy and healthy too. So a lot of the benefits of consuming plant-based foods go beyond just their protein content. So the bottom line when it comes to building or preserving muscle is that you can achieve this goal by following a well-planned plant-based diet. Now the key words are well-planned. I've mentioned this before. I've known individuals that go all plant-based, but don't eat any fruits or vegetables. Instead, they resort to eating white breads and white pastas, marinara sauce, and cheese. You could eat pizza and spaghetti every day and be eating plant-based, but that doesn't mean you're eating a well-balanced diet. So, if you're concerned about getting enough of the 9 essential amino acids each day, be sure you consume a variety of foods, particularly beans and other legumes, nuts, seeds, and soy. And of course, along with those foods, be sure that you're consuming leafy green veggies, red and orange fruits and vegetables, toss in some quinoa, toss in some whole grain carbohydrates every now and then, and you should be just fine.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And thank you again for sending in your question, Adeline. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you are staying safe and well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.